So there's the mitzvah of tfilas kelim. That we know there's one mitzvah as well of hekshar kelim. Hekshar kelim means if a utensil becomes non-kosher, treif, so then you have to kosher it, depending on the type of material, whether it can be kashered or not. So that's a general, that's one inyan we learn now from Muhammad's Midyan, when the Jewish people conquered Midyan, and they wanted to use those kelim, those vessels, they had to kosher them. If it became treif through fire, you have to kosher it through fire, through water, etc. However, there's an additional or a different aspect of the mitzvah. It's called tfilas kelim, where nothing to do with non-kosher, per se, because it's a new utensil. If someone buys a new utensil and it comes from a Gentile, a non-Jew, there's a special mitzvah of tfilas kelim, which means going to the mikvah and dumping the vessel in. And what's the concept? The Yerushalmi writes, it's similar to conversion. It's like one of the steps of conversion is someone has to go to the mikvah, and then you go from a non-Jew to a Jew. So too with vessels. If you want to transfer the vessels from a non-Jewish status to a Jewish status, you go ahead and you have to put them in the mikvah. In fact, there's an interesting discussion about a gersh and this gayer. Let's say someone who's converting to Judaism, do they have to be tovel dead dishes? So, because why? Because what happened with Midyan? With Midyan is you went ahead, you took, it would belong to Midyan, and now you were transferring ownership to yourself. But someone who's non-Jewish and is becoming Jewish, so they're not being transferred, they never left. So that's a discussion among the poskin. Some say that yes, that because obviously right now you're not Jewish, therefore you have to tovel them. And the Avdei Nezer and others say no. The Avdei Nezer has a bechidish that when you go to the mikvah, all your belongings, it's like they went to the mikvah and therefore they become good. So that's a discussion. So the minig is, assuming is you just tovel them without a bracha, since it's a debate on whether you have to bring them to the mikvah, so you could, the kelim, the vessels that need, they're required to begin with, then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. But it's based on the Yerushalmi, that it's a transfer from, just like if someone converts, you go to the mikvah and you transfer the change of ownership from non-Jewish to Jewish, so too the same thing works with the kelim, with the vessel. So this is interesting, a very practical question that comes up all the time is manazeh, more than ever. It's not a new question, but it's new in terms of frequency, because the question of electrical appliances, that we have a lot more electrical appliances today than we had in years past, but we've always had them. It's not a new question, it's just that in terms of the specifics are different, and we'll see if it changes anything. The question is, because the problem is, you would think electrical and water usually don't go hand in hand. So, in fact, that's the discussion among whether you could actually, let's say, forget about the halakhic issue, practically, if you tovel an electrical appliance in the mikvah, would it, besides endangering yourself, would you like break the vessel or not? So, I mean, I'm in this school that I get very nervous electric and water, so I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But the different people say that some of the kelim you could actually, you obviously have to wait. You have to let it dry out for a couple of days or a week. And I've seen different people bring down that they've tried it and they broke, and other people say no, I've done it and they work. So either way, it's a question. I'm assuming you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, in our assumption. But there's those who say, yeah, you have to, and it's no problem, and do it. But let's assume not that way. Let's assume it's a danger, and forget about the danger, it wouldn't work. Let's say you're going to break the kelim, that won't make a difference. So what do you do? On one hand, this vessel is obligated in tfilas kelim. On the other hand, you can't do it. So does that mean that I just can't use this? I can't use electrical appliances anymore? Is that the approach, perhaps? So that won't be our approach. But so one heter given is in the name of the Rav Yaakov, the Chelk is Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breisch from the Big Rav in Switzerland, as well as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. All you know Chaim Soloveitchik, the one who lived here, his father. He wants, they have an interesting heter, because what is the halacha of tefillas kelim based on? as we said, it has to do with the tumah. This is like a non-Jew before he converts goes to the mikvah and you become pure, so to speak. You go from your transfer of ownership. So too, a keli, the issue is tumah. So we have a halacha regarding the laws of vessels that something which is mechubar lakarka, something which is connected to the ground, cannot become tame. Like something which is, you know, plant other thing while they're connected to the ground, when they're separated, the camel. So someone has suggested that the only way these electrical appliances work is when they're plugged into the wall. So you're plugged into the wall. So that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, and Chalkas Yaakov. Others think that's Purim Torah. They don't like it. What do you mean? You could take it all over. You could move it from one place. They don't. So it's not widely accepted, but that's one opinion among the Chalkas Yaakov Aaron Soloveitchik, that it's considered mechubar lakarka, and therefore you would be exempt. It's something which isn't mekabel tumah, and therefore you would not have to. Others suggest Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and others suggest a different approach. They say, so the question is why? Let's assume it's obligated in Tfilas Kalim, but you can't do it. So you might, okay, if I can't do it, I can't use it. So why would Rav Shlomo Zalman say, no, you can use it? So what's it based on?
I want to hear what he says.
Yeah, so he says as follows. He says, there's a halacha, as we pointed out, of Tfilas Kalim. Yeah, and again, it's a different opinion. It's I don't know if you could call it a stira. The Ramban in Chumash versus the Ramban in Anshas in Gemara. In one place he says it's daraisa, it's a biblical mitzvah. According to another place, he says it's only rabbinical. According to everyone, only like let's say metal is glass would only be rabbinical. But let's just the issue would be about metal kalim. Glass is rabbinical. You have to do it, but only be a rabbinical mitzvah. So the question is, let's assume there you have a mitzvah min ha-Torah to tova the glass. Or not tova the glass, tova the metal keli. You definitely don't have a biblical mitzvah to tova the glass. It's only rabbinical. So you can't. So there's two aspects to the mitzvah. Even according to those who say there's a mitzvah daraisa to tovel this metal keli. But what about, let's say I don't tovel, it's not immersed. What's the prohibition of using a kli which wasn't tovel? Again, so those are different schools, different opinions, but Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it's only a rabbinical prohibition to eat on a kli that was, even though there's a mitzvah in our Torah. Again, he says, interesting, he writes, if you don't tovel the kli, you mevatel mitzvah saseh daraisa, which is itself a discussion. In the postgame, is tefillas kelim a mitzvah? Like I have to put on tefillin in the next couple of minutes? Or is what they call a matir? There's no mitzvah. If I want to use this kli, I have to tovel. But if I don't want to use it, like shchita, there's a discussion. Is there a mitzvah to slaughter an animal to eat kosher meat? Or no? There's no mitzvah. Maybe on Shabbos and Yom Tov there is. But in terms of this, if I want to have kosher meat, this is the way I have to do it. But if I don't want to eat kosher meat, then I don't. In other words, the difference is if it's a mitzvah, then I'd have to do it right away. Let's say I bought the keli, and even if I don't plan on using it, I'd have to run over and be tovel it. But so that's a discussion whether it's a matir or a mitzvah. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, by not doing it, perhaps you violate a daraisa, meaning you're about to a mitzvah. But he says, but to use a kli, which isn't told, but there's only a rabbinical prohibition. So comes along with Shlomo Zalman and says, since we're only using a kli, which wasn't tovel, there's only a rabbinical prohibition, so what was the reason the rabbi said to tovel this kli? Because they said they wanted to encourage you to get used to being tovel kelim. So in a situation where it's impossible to tovel the kli, the rabbis never set up a rabbinical prohibition. The only reason they said you can't use this kli that you didn't tovel is because they want you to encourage to do tefillas kelim. But by definition, if I physically, it's not possible to tovel an electric appliance, you're going to ruin it. So therefore, the rabbis never instituted a rabbinical prohibition, and therefore there's no problem. Therefore, he's saying there's no problem. Oh, you don't have to tovel the kli at all because it's something. It's only rabbinically. Since it's impossible, the rabbis never said in this situation there's a rabbinical prohibition to use this kli, which wasn't tovel. And that's how he explains why one would not have to be tov an electrical appliance in a case where, again, the assumption being that you can't. There are those who say you can, but I'm working with the assumption that it's either dangerous or it's going to break the cable. Rav Moshe Feinstein had like a compromise shita. He said you could, which is a chiddush, because usually when you tov a kli, you have to tov the whole kli. You can't do half. Yeah. He said you could tov the part except for the electrical. And he said that was okay, but I'm saying so that was a middle shita, but it's yeah, Avi.
So just as far as being so one of the parents that I'm not sure it wasn't obviously using my own chiddush, but that's what I've been sort of using was basically that you can gift it to somebody who's not Jewish.
Yes, yeah, so
based on the fact that they can have just like on but on Pesach you're giving them the access that you're selling your chametz to them, you know, on that chametz.
I get it. It's a good yeah. So Avi's suggesting another thing that the poskim suggest is but they talk about it in a different context, but it would apply here. In other words, there's a question, there's a shaila, it's actually a machok, it's a machok, it's machab ramah. Could you tovel something on Shabbos? Could you, let's say, you forgot to, whatever, you have a kli that's new, it hasn't been used, and you need to use it on Shabbos. So could you be so the machabra seems to say it's not an issue, the ramah seems to be machmir. Folks can point out, Ma'ikar Adin, the ramah, will probably be Moda, so they talk about maybe if it's a keli, which you could, it looks like you're putting the urn in because you want to use the water. You're not, if it's, according to the Ramah, if you do something which isn't obvious, you're being tovel kelim, but others say you shouldn't go to, so what is the suggestion? Let's say it's Friday afternoon, and you realize you think, so one of the suggestions given is you give a gift to, you gift it to a non-Jew. If you gift it to a non-Jew, the non-Jew isn't chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillah, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. In fact, others suggest the issue about being tovel in the snow. You know, for those who live in Canada, no, if it's a tovel, let's say you have a big. So again, so there's a whole major discussion in the Achronim, but the post, some are against it even b'dieva, but Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, others want to make a compromise on a metal keli, you know, some would say even b'dieva, you can do it if you're stuck, but others say no, you make a compromise only on glass. Since glass is only drabanan, and since it's a discussion on whether you could be told, because the issue is by tummy, a tummy person can't, but some want to say, but that's only because that's a deraisa by a tummy person, but being tovel on glass, so therefore there are those who are makel to be tovel on glass in snow. I mean, there are those who even say metal, but there are those.
Ceramic would not.
Something would.
Nobody would say even
for
the
oven. Why, ceramic? Well, ceramic is like China? What's ceramic?
Yes,
like yeah, ceramic, China. You wouldn't be chayiv in tovel tefillah at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, no one would say because you don't have to be tovel.
To what point would Rabbi Feinstein say that you have to detach pieces of the item in order so that you can tovel half of it? Let's pretend I've got a blender and the blades are screwed on very tightly and very snugly.